In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Right or Wrong. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we have been talking about different ways of helping us achieve our purpose in life. We have been talking about different actions which we should be doing, i.e. the right, and different actions which we should be avoiding, i.e. the wrong, and how these link to our purpose in life, how these can help us achieve our purpose in life. Now for us to understand how actions relate to our purpose in life or help us achieve our purpose in life, firstly, we need to understand what is our purpose in life. And to help us understand what our purpose in life is, we look towards the glorious Quran for guidance. In the glorious Quran, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. And I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. And in another place in the glorious Quran, Allah Almighty states, He who created death and life in order that you may be tested as to whose deed is best amongst you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from these two verses of the glorious Quran, we see and we learn that the reason we were created, the purpose of our life, is to worship Allah Almighty, is to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty through our worship. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about love and hatred. Love being the right, and how love between humans and different types of creation and love for our fellow Muslims is important, and we should be having this and doing these. And how hatred for creation, hatred for fellow humans, hatred for fellow Muslims is wrong, and how we should avoid it, and how both of these link to our purpose in life. Inshallah, in today's episode, we'll talk about some incidents from the lives of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and how we see love between them, how we see unity with them, how we see brotherhood in them, and how that manifests into success in this world and in the hereafter. We'll talk about some of the advices given by the pious predecessors about unity, about love, about avoiding hatred. And we'll listen to some blessed hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this topic as well. By the end of the episode, inshallah azza wa jal, we should develop this passion within us to spread love, to become more loving, and have love for the creation of Allah Almighty, to have love for our fellow human beings, to have love for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters as well, and to remove any hatred we have from our hearts, and to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty through our actions. Now let's start by listening to an incident which is mentioned in the book called Sirat-e-Mustafa, which is published by Maktabatul Madina. In this book, there's a reference to an incident mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. It's mentioned that when the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum from Makkah, the Muhajireen, when they arrived from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, they arrived completely empty-handed. On the apparent, they arrived completely empty-handed. They arrived without any provisions and left their families behind, they left their wealth behind, they left their properties behind, they've left everything behind in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they've arrived in Madinah al-Munawwarah just for this reason, so that they can practice the religion of Islam freely, without any persecution or without any harm or difficulty or worry. Now, when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, because they had left everything in Makkatul Mukarramah, they had nothing. They felt some pain of not having provisions, of not having having been separated from their families, there's no doubt the Ansari companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would have done everything to make the Muhajireen feel comfortable to have settled into Madinatul Munawwara and help them with any difficulties that they would have faced. But despite this, the Muhajireen still had this worry, this pain in them, because they were used to earning with their own hands. Hence, there was a need to put something in place for them to get them to stand back on their own two feet, to be self-sufficient in that society, to become successful in that society as well. So this is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he decided to establish a relationship of brotherhood between the Ansar and the Muhajireen, so that this loneliness of the Muhajireen could be removed, this worry, the sense of lack of support, and they didn't want to become a burden on people. They wanted to be able to earn their own sustenance again. So this bond of brotherhood was created by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help solve this issue. After the construction of Masjid Nabawi, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered the Ansar and the Muhajireen in the house of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Muhajireen at that time were around 45 to 50 in number that is mentioned. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Ansar and said, "These Muhajireen are your brothers." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then called the Muhajireen and the Ansar forward two by two. He would call one from the Muhajireen and one from the Ansar, and he will say, "He and you are brothers." And as soon as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say this, the relationship of brotherhood was established in the truest sense. The Ansar took the Muhajireen home, and whatever was in their homes, whatever they had, they placed it in front of the Muhajireen. And they said, "You are our brothers. Half of these provisions are for you and half are for us." And they literally split their wealth and possessions down the middle in half. They gave half to their brothers, the Muhajireen, and they kept half themselves. After witnessing the sincerity of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Rabi' Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gratefully said, "May Allah Almighty place blessings in all of this wealth and provision of yours. Just show me the way to the marketplace." Subhanallah. "To show me the way to the marketplace." Thus, he showed him the way to the famous marketplace of Medina. Subhanallah. Then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he purchased some ghee and cheese, and he continued to sell it. And then he continued to do it. And in a short period of time, in a short space of time, he became really wealthy again. And he gathered enough wealth that he got married and started to run his own house. Gradually, it got to such an extent, the success of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it got to such an extent, subhanallah, that he himself, he says, "Even if I was to touch dust, it becomes gold. Even if I touch dust, it becomes gold." And he's mentioned the business goods of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would be loaded onto 700 camels. Subhanallah. And when his merchandise would arrive into Medina, the entire city would become overjoyed. Subhanallah. Just like Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Udda Muhajireen, they also established their own businesses. They also started their own trading as well. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first caliph of Islam, he would trade in clothes. The third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began to sell dates. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also became busy in trading as well. And all Udda Muhajireen also, they began starting small and large businesses, and they became successful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we learn? What do we see? You see the blessings of brotherhood. You see the blessings of unity. You see the blessings of following the commands of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Just look, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established brotherhood between the companions, the Ansar and the Muhajireen. The Muhajireen, those who had left Makkah al-Mukarramah, left everything behind, left their wealth in Makkah, left their families in Makkah, left their properties in Makkah, arrived in Madinatul Munawwara on the apparent with nothing, no wealth, nothing to earn sustenance with, no properties, nowhere to stay. But look, that unity, that brotherhood created by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam between them, the Muhajireen, and the Ansar, the companions of Madinatul Munawwara. Look at the blessings of the unity. After that brotherhood was created, the Ansari companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, gave half of their wealth, gave half of everything they had to the Muhajireen. Subhanallah. But look at the level of taqwa. Look at the level of having this within them, that they wanted to earn their own wealth with their own hands. And this level of not being a burden upon their brother, the Muhajireen started their own trade. To the extent that some of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Muhajireen, told their brother, the Ansari companion who was made to be their brother, that you show me to the marketplace. I don't need any of your wealth. May Allah place blessings in your wealth, but you show me towards the marketplace. And look at the blessings that was attained. Those companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Muhajireen, who came from Makkatul Mukarrama, who on the apparent had nothing, like Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the apparent, when he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he had nothing. But look, in a short period of time, through the blessings of unity, through the blessings of brotherhood, he becomes so wealthy, so successful, that his trade goods would be loaded onto 700 camels. He would become one of the richest people of Madinatul Munawwara. And not only this, the blessings of unity were much, much more for both the Muhajireen and the Ansar. The blessings of their love, their great display of love, their affection, their unity, their brotherhood, the blessings of this was that Allah Almighty praises these honorable people in the glorious Quran. This is the blessings of unity and brotherhood. This is the blessings of true love. It is mentioned in the 74th verse of Surah Al-Anfal, translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who believed and migrated and fought in the path of Allah, and those who gave shelter and provided help, it is they who are the true believers. For them is pardon and honorable sustenance. Subhanallah. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, under this verse is mentioned, in this verse the iman of both of them was attested. And there is mention of them being worthy of divine mercy, both of them meaning the Ansar and the Muhajireen. The purpose of this verse is to mention the greatness and the excellence of the Muhajireen and the Ansar. For the Muhajireen left their ancestral home for the sake of Islam. They were willing to leave their friends and family. They were willing to leave their wealth, their properties and their gardens. Likewise, the Ansar welcomed the Muhajireen in their homes with wealth and provisions. They are true and complete believers. They are granted forgiveness for their sins and an honorable sustenance in paradise. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings of unity. Look at the blessings of having love for your fellow Muslims. Look at the blessings of true brotherhood, that these individuals are praised in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. The virtues of the Ansar are also mentioned in the blessed hadith as well. Subhanallah. How fortunate are these blessed people. So in Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw some children and women returning from a wedding. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and said twice, Subhanallah. Just imagine this. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has seen somebody. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands up. Subhanallah. And he says twice, O Ansar, you are more beloved to me from all people. O Ansar, you are more beloved to me from all people. This is the rank companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those companions, the Ansar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who did this great display of love, of unity, of true brotherhood, that they welcomed the Muhajireen. They gave half of their wealth, half of everything they had to their brothers. Subhanallah. They are mentioned in the glorious Quran. They are praised in the glorious Quran. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about them, you are more beloved to me from all people. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is just not one incident. There are many, many other examples of this as well. From the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where true unity and love has been spread and has been taught to people. It's mentioned about two tribes that they were fighting for over 100 years. They became Muslims. And because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love between them increased and they stopped fighting. That group of people who had hatred for each other for over 100 years, through the blessings of Islam, the blessings which Islam brings, the unity which Islam brings, the love that Islam brings, the brotherhood which Islam brings, ended the 100 plus years of fighting. May Allah Almighty truly allow us to follow the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the example of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and truly spread love, become people of love, become people of unity, become people who have this true sense of brotherhood. Remember, my dear viewers of Madini channel, true success only comes with unity. True success and true power only comes through being united. If people are distant and separated, the things which we can achieve are far less than what we can achieve if we are united. Allah Almighty tells us about love, having love for creation, having love for others, and unity. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this in a few hadith as well. Now let's listen to a few of these sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to truly try to gain an understanding of the importance of this topic and try to build this passion within us that we will also try to spread love as well. It is mentioned, Allah Almighty states, I love those who meet each other for my sake. I love those who love one another for my sake. I love those who spend on each other for my sake. And I love those who help each other for my sake. Now, my dear viewers of Madini channel, just ponder over this. Allah Almighty tells us, I love those who meet each other for my sake. Do we meet people for the sake of Allah Almighty? Or do we meet each other for other purposes? Have we ever met anybody for the sake of Allah Almighty only? I love those who love one another for my sake. Love your fellow Muslim brothers. Love your fellow Muslims. Why? So you become beloved to Allah Almighty. I love those who love one another for my sake. It takes nothing from you. Show love to a fellow Muslim, to spread happiness to him, to be kind to him. But look at the reward you will get. You'll become the beloved of Allah Almighty. As mentioned, Allah Almighty states, I love those who love one another for my sake. In another hadith, it is mentioned, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the most beloved action to Allah Almighty after the fara'id is to bring joy to a Muslim's heart. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madini channel, just ponder how big of an action this is in the court of Allah Almighty. Just ponder. That is the most beloved action to Allah Almighty after the fara'id. How big of an action is it? How easy an action it is as well. To bring joy to a Muslim's heart. There will be people in your life. If you were to just sit with them for a few moments, you will bring joy to their heart. If you were to sit with your parents for just a few moments and say a few nice words, you will bring joy to their heart. Is that few moments difficult? No, it's not. That action is the most beloved to Allah Almighty after the fara'id. Now just think, to stand and talk with somebody who comes to meet you for a few minutes, is that difficult? For you meeting and talking to that person who wants to speak to you, who wants to see you, who likes your company, you talking with him, you spending a few moments with him, will it not enter heart, joy into his heart, happiness into his heart? If it does, is it really a difficult task, difficult action to spend a few minutes? No, but look how big the action is. It is the most beloved action to Allah Almighty after the fara'id. These small tasks, small actions can have such a big reward. Just imagine there's someone walking down the street while you're walking, walking past you. You never know, your smile to them, your salam to them, you're asking how their day is, might just make that person's day. You never know the level of happiness you can instill to a person's heart just by smiling at them, just by asking them how their day is, how they are. But how big of an action is it? It instills happiness and joy into the heart of a fellow believer, of another Muslim. It's the most beloved action to Allah Almighty after the fara'id. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly, truly understand the importance of love, on spreading love, on spreading joy, of having unity and togetherness and brotherhood, truly allow us to understand the importance of this and the blessings of this. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's an Arabic saying. What is the saying in Arabic? Al-ittihadu quwwatun azima. Now what does this mean? It means unity is the greatest power. Just think, on your own you might not be able to solve small problems. Little issues you might not be able to solve. But through unity, some of the biggest issues in the world can be solved. Now I'm going to give you a few examples, worldly examples, to help aid understanding. And I hope through these examples that the power of unity can be understood. If you have a few pieces of thread, they're weak, and you place those few pieces of thread together, even a child can come and rip it open. It's weak because there's no unity. There's only a few. But now think those same pieces of thread, there's many, many, many pieces of thread joined together, and a rope is made. Such a strong rope can be made that it holds ships in place at the docks. If one side of the rope is tied on the dock, and the other side is on the boat, on the ship, huge ships cannot be moved because of those pieces of thread, because of that rope. What's the difference between that small gathering of thread, that small piece of thread which a child can rip and break, and that rope which even a ship can't move, which holds a ship into place? What's the difference? The unity, the togetherness of those pieces of thread. When there was only a few and they were not together, they were destroyed easily. But when there's many, and when they are unified, when they are together, when they are tight together, when they can't be separated, they even hold ships into place. In another example, if you have drops of water, if you have one droplet in your hand, that drop will disappear within seconds. It will evaporate. Nothing can be done with that water. It's easily destroyed, easily gone. But just imagine you put that one drop back in the ocean. Now that entire ocean, that drop becomes the ocean. It's the same thing. It's particles of water. One particle of water was in your hand. It was nothing. You join that particle of water with millions and billions of other particles of water. It becomes an ocean. Now even the sun cannot evaporate all of the ocean. That is the power of unity. The strength of unity. Now when we see the tallest of mountains, and we said that they have reached the sky, what is a mountain? It's particles of dust. Now if you have one particle of dust, it's nothing, it's insignificant. You have a few particles of dust here or there, separate, there's nothing. You join those particles of dust together, those particles of dust are unified, and together they become the tallest mountains in the world. Togetherness, ittihad, is a great power. Al-ittihadu quwwatun azima. In the same way, if we look at our examples as Muslims, if we look at our example, if we are separate, not together, we will be weak like these examples. We won't be able to achieve anything. We will not achieve our full potential because of that lack of unity, because of that lack of togetherness, because of that lack of brotherhood. Even though there might be many, but because they are separate, because there's no togetherness, there will be no blessings and not much will be achieved. If we look back to the golden era of Islam, to the golden generations, to the golden period of Islam, to the successful period of Islam, what will you see? You will see love between the Muslims. You will see unity with the Muslims. You will see togetherness with the Muslims. Togetherness throughout the Muslims. You will see a true sense of brotherhood. And because of that brotherhood, because of that togetherness, you will see that they were the golden generations. That is when Islam was at its peak, because of that togetherness. And if we want to truly get back to that golden era, if we want to make Islam, and we want to become a superpower again, we want that golden generation to return, we want that golden period of Islam to return, there's one way. Togetherness, brotherhood, love, becoming together on the true teachings of Islam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors, they are shining lights of examples for all of us. They are the perfect examples for all of us. They are guides for me and you to follow. And whenever they have given us words of wisdom, these pearls, they are worthy of listening to. And we should be taking them in because they are perfect guidance for me and you. There are formulas for success. If you want to be successful, follow the pious predecessors. Follow those generations who were successful. And follow the way they became successful. Follow the way they are telling you to become successful. If those people who are successful are giving you the formula of how to become successful, an intellectual person, a wise person, would listen to them, would try to understand them and try to follow them. The fourth caliph of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhahul Kareem, he states, necessitate establishing brotherhood upon you, for they, i.e. the good friends, are your support in this world and in the hereafter. Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhahul Kareem, the great Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what's his advice? Necessitate establishing brotherhood upon you. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, by Allah, if I fast during the day and do not perform iftar, if I perform qiyam all night long without sleeping and keep spending in the path of Allah Almighty, but the day I die, I don't have the love of Allah Almighty's pious bondsmen and the enmity of His disobedient people in my heart, then all these things will not be of any benefit at all. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, I love you for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied, congratulations to you. I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, on the day of judgment, chairs will be placed for people around the arsh. Their faces will shine bright like the moon of the 14th night. People will be worrying whilst they will have no worry. People will be fearful whilst they will have no fear. Subhanallah. They are the friends of Allah Almighty, for whom there is neither worry nor grief. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those people? Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who love one another for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we've learned the importance of loving one another. We've seen the blessings of loving one another, for having true togetherness, having unity with one another, for establishing true brotherhood. We've seen the blessings that the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the muhajirin and the ansar attained. Their praise was mentioned in the glorious Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned praise about them. We've seen the great ranks that they have achieved. We've heard the sayings of our pious predecessors, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and what they said about unity and love. We've heard the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the importance of loving one another. We've heard and seen the blessings of unity, how much unity can help us, the ranks and the levels we can achieve through unity and love for one another. And we can also understand the harms and the destructions of having hatred for one another. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just one point to finish with. Where does hatred really start from? Hatred generally starts from jealousy. When an individual becomes jealous of somebody else, jealous of something that they have or they possess, a quality in them, jealous of something, then an individual, from that jealousy, starts to envy that person. And when that envy continues and continues, a person starts to hate that individual. And that hate is no good for anybody. That hate that you have for somebody else, it will not take anything from that person. Only your own heart will become darkened. You will give yourself stress, yourself worry. The other person, no harm will come to him. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's try to remove this harm, this ill of hatred from ourselves. Let's try to increase in our love for other people, remove the sin of jealousy of other people from our hearts, start to become happy for other people when they are successful. My dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Almighty allow us all to truly understand the benefits of love, unity, togetherness and brotherhood. And may Allah Almighty allow us all to unite upon the correct understanding of Islam, the correct teachings of Islam, آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.